last time we talked, you guys said you weren't happy with how you stopped the run in the last game.
Yeah.
Going up against Doug Martin and stopping the run in this game.
Quick guy, you know, he can make a lot of plays out there with testing the edge and also inside. So I think as a defensive line, again, you gotta be strong on the edges and set the edge, not let him make, be able to bounce the ball out and make yards that way. So good challenge for us to just keep him contained and not let him run all over the place because he is fast. Spiller, similar styles, really quick, just quick guy in space, so you want to keep him, bottled up.
Are you able to use the same kind of concepts that you use on Spiller?
Similar, yeah, because you just don't let a guy like that, hit the edge and, get going. So you need to, set a firm edge and not have him just hit it running,
Do you take anything in that you've seen these guys like 5 weeks ago, even though it was just in joint practices?
Yeah, that he's explosive. He's a dangerous guy and a target. So he's a guy that you just want to take care of.
Have you been pretty pleased, Rob, with the way the defense has been able to get off the field, third down conversions and whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge part of the game there. If, you're staying on the field on third down, that's not a good thing. So I think that, there's things to improve on and, we got to get better in certain areas. But, getting off the field the way we have been is a good thing. And, we just have to continue that and also improve.
I feel like the extra time has helped you guys a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, when you play two games in, 5 days total, it takes a little bit out of you. So it was nice to have a weekend off and just let the body relax and try and get, feeling really good again. So, I think everyone's excited to play here and, go for 3-0.
As a defensive player, do you like the fact that these have been two relatively low-scoring games to start the season and a lot more has been expected of the defense, especially late in games?
Yeah, I mean, we like that, responsibility, pressure, whatever it may be, on us. It's a good feeling to know that as a defense you're going out there and you're doing your job and, holding other teams and giving our offense the most opportunity we can, just giving them the ball back. So, again, are there things that we have to work on? Of course, it's early in the season, so we just have to have constant improvement throughout the season.
Do you also feel, part of the responsibility of the defense is to allow the offense with so many new faces and whatnot, and as they're getting their timing down, give them a little bit more leeway to find their rhythm?
Well, I mean, it's our job to not let the other team score. So whatever it may be, whatever situation it is, we got to stop them. So that's our job.
Rob, you got a chance to see Josh Freeman.
Yep.
Training camp here.
Yeah.
What has he seen from him the last couple weeks?
Well, he's a big guy. I didn't realize, how big he was until you see him in person. You realize that he's, 6'5", 6'6", big presence in the pocket. So you just have to, keep him in the pocket as well. But, he's not as much of a scrambler as the last two guys that we have seen. So, as a D-line, you just, try and get the pressure on him and, get him thinking.
He's had a little bit of trouble, it seems like, with ball security maybe through the first couple weeks. I know he's fumbled a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys try to take advantage of that?
That's just, pressure and getting to him, not letting him stand back there and have all day. So just getting pressure on him, having him make quick decisions, and, that's what you want to do to get after him.
You mentioned, obviously, the preseason, you get an idea of Martin. I know guys weren't game planning for each other, but individually the work that you did against their tackles, can that help you in a game like this, sort of understanding who they are and what their strengths are?
Well, again, it was a little helpful for us to have practices against those guys because it's not like we're in their division or we play them often. So, having those preseason practices and the game, you can kind of get a sense of personnel and strengths, weaknesses, and they also have the same thing too, so it's kind of works both ways for them, So, it was cool to have practices against them, but, it is preseason and it's not like they're throwing everything at us and we're throwing everything at them. So, this is a regular season game and this is, where it counts.
Thank you.